Okay, thank you, man. For some reason, I was fighting my mic here. It was thin. Okay, hi. Thanks a lot, Bart. And well, depending on where you are, good afternoon to all you guys who are present here. I know you said you are with around 20 people in Maseru in a room. Thank you for organizing that. I don't know. I see also a couple of the attendees here. Thank you for them attending. I can see Chris Chimanga and my friend Haji. We're good to meet you, Haji. We haven't spoken in a while. I'm going to run through this presentation that we have on screen here. I'll speak to it, Bart is controlling on his side. Simply, the purpose of this meeting is to brief the African CCTLDs, as many African CCTLDs as possible, about the ongoing survey, especially, that is part of the IANA stewardship transition process. For those within the ICANN community, you will know that since March, when the US government announced its intention to transfer, effectively, signaling its intention to transfer its IANA stewardship function to a multi-stakeholder kind of an arrangement that should be negotiated within the ICANN terrain. A number of processes have since begun, and one of them, and the key one, has been this IANA coordination group, the ICG, which has then broken the work down and released what is called an RFP, asking for submissions and proposals to what the community would like to see the post-NTIA IANA stewardship function. So the ICG, the IANA Coordination Group, has set up the cross-community working group. Rather, as a result of the ICG request for proposal, a cross-community working group was set up to look at the transition from a naming-related organization's point of view. So we have what is called the CWG Stewardship, which is a cross-community working group that has the key members, the CCNSO, and the GNSO, and then, of course, other organizations, especially within the ICANN terrain, like ALAC and others. So we have five representatives in that working group, in that cross-community working group from the CCTLD side. Now, a quick intro, thanks, Pat. A quick intro, as I said, my name is Vigan Pisane. I think a number of guys know me from the region. I'm the head of ZEDNA, South Africa's CCTLD manager.za. I'm one of the three African councillors in the ICANN CCNSO. I'm also a former board chair of AFTLD, and as I said, one of the five CCTLD representatives to the cross-community working group on IANA stewardship. So that's the whole purpose of this presentation today. Importantly, it's the survey that I want to cover. Not really the details of the survey, but the importance of CCTLDs worldwide, not just in Africa, to respond to the survey. The survey is a result of the work of AFTLD, the original top-level domain organizations, AFTLD, the Asia-Pacific TLD, Latin American TLD, and Center. They came up with this survey, and then as the five CC representatives to the cross-community working group, we then sort of hopped on because we're also planning our own survey. But when we realized that the regional organizations were working on this, so we joined our forces and we came up with a survey. And the pure purpose of the survey is really to help us gauge the key views and the key needs and principles that CCTLDs in the CCTLD community, inside and outside the ICANN community, think should form the basis of the IANA stewardship transition. Next slide, Pat. Right, I think I covered this a bit. The background is that the U.S. The U.S. NTIA, the National Telecoms and Information Administration, has signaled its intention to transition this IANA stewardship function to a multi-stakeholder body acceptable to the global internet community. You will know that the current IANA contract that ICANN has with the NTIA has to do with the functions of IANA as relating to the root zone, the domain name system, the IP address allocation, and the protocol parameters, and so forth. Next slide, but now the four key elements of the transition proposal, as indicated in the entire announcement, is that the transition proposal should be based on the four key principles. One, it should be a mechanism that supports and enhances the multi-stakeholder model, and it should also support the principle and the goal of maintaining the security, stability, and resiliency of the internet domain and system. It should also importantly meet the needs and expectations of the global customers and partners of INS services. And this is also an important principle, by the way, because the IANA service not only is it important, but it serves different kinds of customers. There's one side of GTLD, what we call the generic top-level domains, which I'm sure for IANA it's probably easier and more standardized to deal with, seeing the all accounts to ICANN. But it's when it comes to the CCTLDs where things differ substantially, where pretty much each CCTLD has its own needs, because each CCTLD is independent of ICANN, if it is autonomous of ICANN. So one of the key principles, though, that the NTIA is that the whatever proposal, whatever new or future IANA oversight or stewardship mechanism, it should support and enhance this principle that IANA serves different global customers, and it should continue to strive to meet their needs and expectations. And the last key principle, obviously, is the openness of the internet, as we all know and accept that it's always been open and it's going as fast as it is because of the open collaboration model that it supports. Let's move back. Now, as I said, there's a cross-community working group that was set up in response to the call of the IANA coordination group. When it asked for proposals from the community, this cross-community working group has different members, as I said earlier on. There was a process for appointing the five CCTLD representatives into this cross-community working group through the CCNSO, especially in September when a call for volunteers was set out. There were nine candidates who applied, and the CCNSO Council then made its final decision. I know that each member of the council voted on their preferred five, and these are the five members we have. There are, out of the five, three are members from the CCTLDs who are CCNSO members, those being Eric Iriarte of the PE Peru in Latin America, myself from ZA, and Stefan Johnson from Sweden, and then Lise Fer from the DK, which is Denmark, and Paul Kane from the AC, amongst others, are not CCNSO members, although they have affiliations with the regional organizations in Europe and Asia-Pacific. The charter of the cross-community working group is a charter that was developed, obviously, to define its parameters, its terms of reference, what it must do and how it should do it, how it should be composed. So that charter was drafted and was adopted by the CCNSO Council, if I remember well, at the ICANLA meeting or shortly before that. And I know it was also adopted, if I remember well, by the GNSO and then several other organizations that were involved in it. There are 19 members to this cross-community working group, as I said, five of whom are from the CCTs. And then there are at least 84 participants. I suspect this number may have grown in the last week or so. The participants, obviously, everybody can be a participant to this cross-community working group. There is a link to the information of this working group at the bottom of the last bullet, where I would encourage the guys from our region, African CCTLDs as well, to go and read a lot of material that's there, and also as much as possible to participate in this working group, even as participants. The 19 members, obviously, are the ones who are the members that have been appointed or elected into this and will in all effectively have a final say in what is submitted to the ICT as a proposal from the naming community. The working group is co-chaired by two people, Jonathan Robinson and Lise Fair from the CCTLDs. And if anything, then obviously the CCTLD members who should consult with us and make submissions of what they think should form part or should be the key principles on which the post-NTIA IANA oversight or stewardship function should look like. Next slide, but. I alluded earlier on the overall purpose of the cross-community working group, which is really to deliver a proposal, to submit a proposal that's acceptable to the community, or at least to the greater part of the community, the naming community, if I may be specific, submitted to the ICG. There are obviously areas that the proposal to the ICG should cover, and those are the ones that are listed there. From the description of the community's use of IANA functions, which really is an outline of what is currently happening, so that informs what should remain in the future IANA stewardship function. And the second element is on the existing and pre-transition arrangement, which covers policy sources, oversight and accountability, obviously looking at the current contract between ICANN and the NTIA on the IANA function. Now, it's important to point out that the cross-community working group, the CWG, has split this work into several subgroups, which we call RFPs. So the first aspect, the description of the use of IANA functions, there's a working group. I mean, there's a subgroup that is looking at that and is submitting reports to the broader CWG. There's another one that's looking at topic number two. I am involved personally in the third one, the proposed post-transition oversight and accountability arrangements, and also I'm involved in the fourth one, the transition implications, and then the final one on anti-A requirements and community process. So importantly, whatever this proposal will look like, it should answer the key principles that the NTIA has set from the beginning, which we covered, the four key principles. You may not know from the updates that we send out, at least on a weekly basis, that this CWG will be having a face-to-face meeting next week in Frankfurt, Germany. The 19 members and also any other participant who's willing to attend, and they will then there consider the submissions from the subgroups in detail. Now, the important thing is that we need the CCTLDs to participate in the survey. The last time I checked with Barack, we had around 6-7 CCTLDs from Africa who have responded. Not a bad number, but at the same time, not really a good number for a continent with, I think, 55 CCTLDs at least. So we would like you guys to please take some time. I will come to the deadline, which in any case I must mention is tomorrow. The survey started running last week. We are really pressed by time. I will strongly encourage you to go to those links that you see there at the bottom. It's in different languages. As you can see, there's English, there's French, there's Chinese. I'm not aware of anybody who's Chinese in Africa. And there's Arabic. So please take time. It's not a long survey. It's a survey that asks basic questions about how we use IANA, what are the key principles that should drive IANA going forward. So please attend to that. Those are the links. And if any more information, you can contact me. You can contact Barat. Next slide. Right, I think I've covered part of this, which is we need your input, and that's why we have this webinar to excite you or to encourage you to participate and respond to the survey, and also to raise an issue you may have with the survey so that if anything, we can try and assist and have as many. Our target as the CCTLD representatives to the CWG is hopefully if we can get really around 100, at least 100, CCTLDs responding, we think we'll have a sufficient sample from which to form the key principles that we should form part of the proposal that we should send to the ICG. So please participate on this. There's a point there at the bottom that the transition document from the naming community will not be submitted for approval by the ICANN board, but will go directly to the US government. That is important in the sense that we are not subjecting this to ICANN. Not all of the CCTLDs that have responded are part of the CCNSO or the ICANN community. Of the five social representatives, two of them at least are not active within the ICANN. So whatever will come up as a proposal from the naming community will really not be subject to the approval of the ICANN board, but will go directly to the to the USG. Next slide. We've had several webinars as well, if I may point out, and for other regions. Last week there were webinars for the Asia-Pacific region, for Center, and there was another one for Latin America. So we are sort of the last one. We tried to do it last week, but then when Barack made it, I mean, alerted us that there is IROC in the IROC workshop in Lesotho, then we decided that today would probably be the best time. The closing date, as I said, is tomorrow, close of business, really 5 o'clock UTC. I think for most of Africa, that is we are on UTC plus 2 or UTC plus 3. That's when we will be taking, the survey will be open until. We are willing to consider any late submission that we may receive. We are trying to be as broadly representative of the CCTLDs and the naming community as possible. But hopefully, if it's it's a late response to the survey, it won't be too late. Importantly, as I said, we will be in Frankfurt next week, and we hope to have sufficient feedback from the survey to start giving preliminary submissions to the CWG of what the CCTLDs in particular require. Should you need any more information, as I said earlier on, you can contact Barack, who is with you, for those who are in Maseru, or you can contact me. Those are our contact details. Next slide. Pretty much that's what I've covered. Nothing much. Those are the five CCTLD representatives to the CWG. If you need to contact them individually, those are their email addresses, including mine. And next slide, but. Well, the next slide says thank you, and I really would like to thank you. And as I said, if you need to contact me or Barack, that's it. Okay. I don't know then.
I will now share the survey itself. I don't know if you want to run.
Okay, to do so, but please.
Well,
I can just skim through it just to identify, to highlight the kind of questions that are there.
Yeah, that was the purpose of it. And if people have any questions, yes, they can raise, they will be recorded as well. So either raise your hand in the Adobe Connect or say at the meeting itself. Okay, Fika, go ahead.
Okay, that's the description which I've already covered. You can just scroll down there, but the kind of details that are required there, your name, your email address, your CCTLD. This is important to say probably here. We realize that not everybody may be... First, it's important to understand that the sole purpose of this is not to take the submissions or the responses we receive and publish them, but is to aggregate the responses that we receive and publish the key submissions that we receive from the survey and the key principles. So if you are concerned with confidentiality, some people may want to answer this confidentially. Please rest assured that your confidentiality is guaranteed, unless, of course, you can specify that you are open to your details being disclosed and the submissions being publicly disclosed. But that too will really be the case or will really be needed. The whole point is to come up with the key principles that should drive this. So those are the questions really which you should run through. I think, for example, if you look at 5, where questions such as, is there need for an external IANA oversight mechanism to replace the NGIE present role? So those are the kind of questions. They are very much specific to the exercise at hand. I won't take them individually. What we need from you is to focus on the survey, answer yes or no, provide reasons where you can, and if you need any more information, to contact us. Just keep on scrolling a bit. Right. And if you look at questions such as, for example, aid, questions that I think they're emanating from all different sectors within and outside our ICANN that look at such things as what should be the role of IANA? Should IANA be involved in any policy making? The current scenario is that IANA is not involved in policy making. It's really performing a technical function based on the established policies from the ICANN side of stuff. So such questions as, you know, what's the separation or what should be the arrangement between IANA and ICANN is what we're trying to find out there. You'll know that, you know, IANA takes instructions from the TLD managers currently. If you update one of your name servers or one of your contacts in the root zone, you become effectively the authority that does that. You know, so should we continue with that? Those are some of the dynamics that this question, especially question 9, is looking at. You know, question 12, the issues of technical standards for operational requirements of IANA, you know, which one should be the appropriate forum? Should it be one? Should it be the IETF or ICANN or the SO or any other? And then you can specify. Just move down, but that's pretty much it as far as I'm aware. I won't take all the specific questions. I think at CCTLD we know how we use the IANA function, and this survey is meant to gauge what we want to have, should, and when the U.S. government relinquishes its IANA stewardship function to the kind of a multi-stakeholder arrangement that it advocates. And with that, I think I'll hand over to you, Bart, and I can take any questions.
Yes, Vika, it's your presentation. It's so if anybody has a question, either type it into the chat or raise your hand, or if you're in the room, Vika will know, and if you can repeat the question for the recording, that's fine. So I'll wait a few minutes. I see Haji is typing, so... And Vika, I don't know if there are any questions in the room.
Yes. Hello?
I'm not aware of any. Yes, hi. Who's that?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello. Hi, Ali. Haji.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, hello, Vika. Yeah, I'm here. I just haven't a question, but I'd like some clarification about the fourteen until 16.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't understand what do you think about this mechanism? Sorry, because I have the French version. Sorry.
Okay.
What do you think about this exactly? Yeah.
Ali, if I understand you well, I think I understand your question well, that you want to know what, for questions 14 to 16, what I suppose you say what my views or the views of the ICC TLD representatives.
Yeah.
We avoid, especially at this stage, to formulate views. Remember that we are supposed to convey the messages and the requirements and the needs of the CCTLD community as best as possible. And hence we send out this survey, because we do not want to have a scenario where, because, you know, I am in the CWG, I present my views from .za as the views of the entire CCTLD community. So no, the purpose is that you guys should look at this and formulate your views of what you think, for example, 14 should be the mechanisms or processes or arrangements that should be part of the final proposal. The most important thing is a simple question, that The U.S. government is saying we are willing to let go, to relinquish our role as the overseer of the IANA function, and we are willing to relinquish that role or to give that role to a multi-stakeholder setup that is not a body of government. That was clear enough in the communication that came out in March. So then they are asking us, what then should we think is the best mechanism? We cannot answer probably for the specific CCTLD. So each CCTLD must formulate its views of what should be the best mechanism. The best and simple starting point, obviously, is what is it that we require from IANA now as CCTLDs, and even maybe for TTLDs, obviously, but for us as CCTLDs, what is it that we normally require from IANA? Are we happy with that service we will receive from IANA? And if, therefore, we are happy with that service, in all likelihood, it will be that the kind of a mechanism that we would like to see will be the one that retains the kind of involvement and engagement that we have with the IANA service. I hope that answers you or give you guidance, Ali.
Thank you. Thank you. All right now. Yeah.
Any other questions? Vika, I don't see any on my screen or in the chat.
I don't see any other question on the chat.
Oh, Barak has raised his hand. Barak?
No, I'm also not seeing anything.
I only see that Barak. I don't.
Hello, Bach.
Yes, go ahead, Barak.
From one of the participants, he'll introduce himself.
Yeah, I am Abdul Munam from Dutmas Registry.
Okay.
My question about, I tried to complete the survey, but stopped at step number two as I didn't find my TLD listed in the drop list of TLDs. Thank you.
He says dot master is not included in the list of the TLDs, question number two, so he cannot proceed with the survey.
Dot master.
Yes.
So that
it's an IDN
TLD. Yeah, it's the IDN CCTLD.
Yes.
Is so that means it's not included in the CCTLD world class. So I think, Vika, we need to check with, say, the working group and get back as soon as possible how to engage some of the IDN CCTLDs. I've noted that some IDN CCTLDs were able to respond to the survey. So I don't know what went wrong, but Dr. Masser, we need to check what the issue is. Vika, over to you. Barak, you have another question?
Yes, from Dr. Paulus.
Paulus, hello, hello, Bart.
Hi, Paulus.
And Vika. I wanted to know the process following the survey. Are the results of the survey going to be released to the CCTLDs, or what kind of process is there after the survey?
Vika? Vika, can you answer the question or you want me to answer it?
I think he's speaking, but we can't hear him.
No, nor can I. Can you hear Vika in the room?
No, we can't.
Okay, let me answer the question from Paulus. The intention is that as Vika already indicated, that the members of the CWG will review and consolidate the answers. And they will take this into account and use it at the face-to-face meeting in Frankfurt. That's next week. So that's one. The next step will be that I think the Wednesday the 20th, that's December. I need to go to November. Wednesday the 26th or Tuesday the 25th, there will be again two webinars. One in, say, in the morning and one in the afternoon, where the CWG will present the results of the survey to the community, to the broader CCTLD community, and also provide feedback of the the results or interim results of the face-to-face meeting in Frankfurt to the community. That is as far as I know. As you may have seen, we from the CCNSO Secretariat are not directly involved in the survey itself, but this is what I know from the members of the CWG. Does that answer your question, Paulus?
He says yes.
Okay. Then I see another question from Chris that he wants me to scroll back up to in the survey. Is there a specific question, Chris, you want to raise, and to which question in the survey do you relate? Scrolling up. Chris is typing. Name, email. There you are. And it looks like Vika has dropped off from the Adobe. Vika is trying to enter again. Just a minute. Vika is back in the Adobe. Let me phrase Chris's question. Is why is the name and email address on display in the survey itself? Vika, can you answer that question? No, Vika is not a... Say, my guess is, but again, this is only my guess because I was not involved in the preparation of this survey that was done by the members of the CWG together with the regional organizations. And Barak has answered that question in the chat. Is I think when the survey was drafted, the issue of authenticity came up, hence the mandatory requirement of the name and email of the CCTLD. And Vika is typing as well. Chris, we don't disclose your name, but we need the info to know which CCPLD has responded. And maybe, Vika, as you are on, say, I assume you can hear me, is there was a question from Tariq, or from, I believe, on .Masr, why they could not submit a survey because it was not recognized as such. I don't see any, Tarak and Barak, Chris and Barak are typing, just a minute. Barak has again reiterated the point, .Masr needs to be included in the list of, say, IDN CCTLDs before close of business tomorrow. And we need, and Vika is responding, Chris, we need the names, etc., to know which CCPLD has responded. So that's going back to the question relating to the email addresses, etc. And Tariq is again typing and has raised a hand. Tariq, can you speak? Or you just want to use the chat?
Yes, hi, Pat. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you guys hear me now? Jeez. Sorry about that. I don't know what's happening. Sorry, what was the last question? I heard Paulo's question, but no matter how much I tried to scream, you guys just couldn't hear me.
No, but I've answered the question in, say, and alluded to the point that, say, the 25th or the 26th, there will be again a webinar where the results of the survey will be presented and the results of the face-to-face meeting, or the interim results,
yes,
from the face-to-face meeting from Frankfurt. And Tariq has a question.
That's
as
perfectly
well.
Correct, but that's the response of the team.
Yeah. Tariq, go ahead. Can you, if you cannot use the microphone, please type your question in the chat. It's whatever you prefer.
I don't know if Chris was sufficiently answered. He was concerned with disclosing the information at the top there about the names and stuff. And I hope the answer to that I gave him in the chat today is sufficient for him. Hi, Chris. I can see your question. Your next question about you know, do we think that the U.S., judging by the president yesterday on the internet, do we really think we will see the U.S. releasing the oversight of the internet? That's, probably a qualitative view, I mean, anybody could make. We are working on a simple basis that NTIA made its intention clear that they are willing to have that function transferred to a certain kind of a mechanism and body. So we will take, based on that significant public commitment, that there is intention to release the oversight function, provided obviously it's to the kind of an entity that the U.S. government thinks is suitable. Let me know if I've answered you sufficiently, Chris.
And there is Tariq's question. I'll quote it so you can answer it, Vika. My question is, there are some questions which need more clarification. And Tariq, could you indicate specifically which questions? And maybe you can check with the other presentations as well, which are online. And after this meeting, I will forward you. Tariq is specifically referring to questions 14 and 15. So let me scroll down again. And Vika, if you could answer that question. Again, this is around the same one as I think from Haji. Say, what mechanisms, processes, arrangement must be included in the final proposal, and what mechanism, processes, arrangement should not be included in the final proposal?
Well, thank you, but Tariq, I think if you look at those questions, were 14 and 15, are really what we call open-ended questions. They are not yes or no kind of questions. And I see you saying, why don't we suggest mechanisms? Probably a simple answer is that, particularly at this stage, we didn't want to be presumed to us in terms of what CCTLDs think should be the ultimate mechanism. We would like to be informed by the CCTLDs of what they think should be the mechanisms. So we didn't want to cloud this survey with what we think should be, but we'd like you guys to come up with as many mechanisms as you may have, and hopefully that you can explain, you know, the benefits of or the pros and cons. We are seeing some of the models coming through from the other parties within the cross-community working group that we can share, probably, at least especially next week once we are in a face-to-face meeting. But we really didn't want to be presumed to us as the five CCTLD representatives. And unfortunately, those questions are not yes or no questions.
And Tariq has also said he cannot think about mechanisms.
I think what we can do, Tariq, is look, let's take it out of it. It's less a matter of the survey, to be honest. But what we can do probably for you or any other person in this call who may say, what are the likely options that you see? Then that we can circulate separately from this and say, these are some of the options that have been discussed in various fora, and then you can make up your mind from there. Remember that although the closing date is tomorrow, we will take late submissions where we can, you know. So if you think you can send something over the weekend or early next week or so, we'll do our best to take that opinion. But yes, I will circulate the information outside this call.
Go ahead, Fika, sorry.
Yeah, Stephen says, with regards to Chris's question about whether or not the U.S. government will release the oversight of the IANA, I would argue that at the end of the day, it's very unlikely that a Republican-led Congress will allow this to happen. I fully expect to see legislation passed by both chambers prohibiting the transfer of the Internet, which is how I expect it will be worded, vetoed by President Obama, and the veto overridden by the Congress. Stephen, those are the dynamics, obviously, beyond our control. We have, by intention or by design, become the audiences of the U.S. government, of the U.S. politics, and try to figure out how, you know, the recent Republican victory over Congress, what it will mean for the Internet. But we really cannot speculate. We have to work with what we have currently. We have a process, and we must make best use of it. And if whatever happens, you know, with the politics there, if the Republicans take over or block anything in Congress, then I suppose we'll have to deal with that as and when. Yeah, thanks, but yeah, that's a nice dynamic you've raised for Chris's question, Chris, Stephen. But yeah, we'll have to deal with it as and when. It's outside this survey.
Okay, any more questions? No,
I don't see anybody else typing. Neither do I see any hand raised. So Barak is typing, so we'll hold on for Barak.
No questions.
I say there are no questions for those who are in Maseru. Anybody online who has any more questions, Haji is typing.
No questions.
Thank you, Ali. Okay. So I'll wait for you, Chris and Haj and Ali, to wrap up your typing and declare this call closed. Well, there are multiple of people typing. Is responding. Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.